everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, December 17th, 2012. Do you believe it? Christmas Eve, now only 1 week away. The home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are here live noon to one each weekday, and we're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can hear the program anytime, anywhere, because we post it to buckmastershow.com, to tucsonsentinel.com, tucsoncitizen.com. They all have the post up, and then we have links now on the Green Valley Saharita Sun, their website, and blogforarizona.com has our show prominently displayed on their website. Coming up in the noon hour, we start our Monday, as we do every Monday on the Buckmaster Show, with the political face-off featuring commentators Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. Then 30 minutes past the hour, two of the judges from this year's Southwest Books of the Year contest will join us. We'll talk about this year's top picks. So if you're looking for a Christmas gift, this might be some good information for you, because there are nine top picks this year. We encourage you to join the conversation anytime at 790-2040, or you can post a question to our Facebook page. Every Monday we get things rolling with the face-off. Bruce Ash is here, Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom, Vice Chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Bruce and Paul, what a day on Saturday for U of A sports.
Yeah, I was at the basketball game after watching the football game, and it was like, I turned to my buddy and I said, he said, well, I don't think we're going to win this game with about a minute left. And I said, well, he said it's going to take a miracle. And I said, well, the football team had a miracle. We can maybe do it here, as the basketball team could have it too. And sure enough, it was a wonderful game to go to. Very exciting in the arena.
Two touchdowns, Bruce Ash, in like a couple of minutes there.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say I am just about the most diehard Arizona fan there ever was. And I actually turned the game off with about 2 minutes left to play. And then I left to go get a haircut, and came Brian Jeffries came on the air out of a commercial and said, and the Wildcats win it today, 49-48. And I about dropped my teeth. But that evening, my son and myself and his wife were at the game together, at the basketball game, and my son left. And with about 2 minutes left to play, and Florida gave the game away, similar to how the U of A has given many games away over the years. This was a classic U of A sort of a reversal. It was a great day to be a Wildcat.
Really was, and the Wildcat basketball team now very highly ranked after that win over the Florida Gators. Of course, the sad news continues when an elementary school becomes a killing field. Most of us are saying something must be done to prevent this from ever happening again. The problem, Bruce and Paul, is agreeing on what should be done. Is it a gun control issue, mental health failure, or just another example of how our society continues to glorify violence through video games and films? Bruce, you want to begin with that?
Well, I think there is, generally speaking, a lack of regard for human life, whether it be in the womb or through to the end of life. And I think that certainly we have helped to create a violent society here in this country and throughout the world through our quote-unquote entertainment. Even in what most people would agree, a very highly cultured and refined state of Connecticut, Democrats who run that state legislature, I think, helped create some of the background for what might have occurred on Friday. The Democrat state legislature has vetoed bills that would have enhanced mental health screening and mental health services, particularly on an outpatient basis. The Both sides of the House there are dominated by Democrats. This is also the same state house who has passed some of the most restrictive gun laws anywhere in our country. And notwithstanding that, this awful animal came and created the havoc and the savage tragedy that we see in our morning today.
Paul, and like I say, everyone's saying something must be done. And the president last night was saying we're going to have to change. Mm-hmm. But we don't really know what specifically he's talking about with changes. But you might guess it might be...
What it's going to be.
What, the ban on automatic
assault weapons.
Joe Lieberman, who's the senator from Connecticut, who's leaving the Senate, has been involved with these issues for quite a while. And one of the things he said is we need a commission on gun violence, which I think on violence in general in our society. And I think that would be a good thing because he was one of the people that proposed back in the 90s after Columbine that we start to restrict. And I'm an advocate of this. I know the First Amendment's there, but restrict the ability to have children play these video games where they act as if they're a killer with a gun themselves.
Like a dress rehearsal for a mass murder is what it is.
It desensitizes people, mm-hmm. especially children, mm-hmm. to the value of human life. And I think that's one of the facets that we have to go down. The other one is mental health. And I know Bruce just took a swipe at Democrats on mental health. Most of the time, Democrats are very proactive in terms of more funding for mental health. And frankly, we need our insurance companies to cover it better because that's a big component of this to be able to stop these people who are mentally ill and get them treatment before something like this happens. And then I think the third component is rational gun regulation. And what I mean is a ban on assault weapons and, frankly, these high-capacity clips. This kid had high-capacity clips, and he was going to go through that whole school if he hadn't been stopped by the police and kill everybody he could. And he could do that because of the amount of ammunition and high-capacity clips that he had with an assault weapon. And, I understand that these things are still going to happen even if we have rational gun regulation. I'm not saying – I'm a pro-Second Amendment guy. People are going to have guns in this country. The question is, do they need an assault weapon that was built for the military? Do they need high-capacity clips that can kill a lot of people very quickly? I don't think people really need that. And I –
You're using a political definition that was created in the early 1990s, calling these weapons that you shoot one bullet at a time, one trigger pull at a time, as an assault weapon. Then you also have, Paul, you and your group have a whole group of good guns. You have good bullets and you have bad bullets. This is not for politics, Paul. We do have a constitution. It does allow for keeping and bearing firearms. And what you really want to do is restrict that right.
What we have failed
to as a society, Republicans and Democrats together, all Americans have a stake in this. We have devalued human life. We have taken God out of the schoolroom and replaced God with nothing. And we don't really have values that children today cherish the way we did when you and I were growing up.
Well, I think that's
part of the problem.
Taking God out of the classroom, I don't think is the issue here.
You didn't want to do away with the Second Amendment.
The Supreme Court has ruled that you can't undermine the Second Amendment, but you can have rational gun regulation, and that's all that people are asking for. It's not going to stop
those places.
It's not going to stop every single person, but it may save some lives.
Where we have gun control, such as Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Let Paul finish now.
New York,
you were going to say,
by the way,
New York, Chicago.
New York has one of the lowest gun violence in any big city in the country. It's the lowest. And Mayor Bloomberg was on Sunday saying that, and it's true. And what we need to, and they have strong gun regulations in New York City. Now, I'm not saying that that's the absolute solution, because none of these things are going to, is the silver bullet, no pun intended, to these problems. But if you couple it with rational gun regulation, with stronger and better mental health in this country, along with our value system, which is I think we got to go to the media and ask them to start to reflect our values, that we do value human life, and not to put it on the silver screen or in these videos so our kids have access to that, where they literally start to get desensitized to people being killed on the screen. Then I think you will save lives, and this won't be as often.
So you're saying there's a three-prong approach.
There's a three-prong approach, and we've got to come at it from every angle.
Says to that.
Paul, we have examples such as Israel, where there are security guards and there are serious security measures at schools. And in fact, in many situations where either school officials or teachers are armed, and there are no events such as Columbine or this tragedy in Sandy Hook that have ever occurred in an Israeli school. It's time to also begin looking at how we secure schools as well. The shooter on Friday defeated a very elaborate security system employed at that school by running around the other side of the building and breaking a window. Had there been a gun pointed at him by a policeman or by a teacher, by a school official, this may not have occurred. We'll never know that for sure, Paul. You and I would both agree on that. But when this young man knew that first responders were showing up at the school, just as in Aurora, just as in all of these other situations where you have the same kind of a profile sick person doing these sorts of things, they always kill themselves because they don't want to be shot or incarcerated for their actions.
Well, I don't disagree that security measures at schools can be looked at as well. I just don't think, one, I don't think just letting people arm themselves at schools is a good idea.
No, it shouldn't be willy-nilly.
But I think you know having security there that's trained with that a gun may be an answer. But I do think this is a multi-pronged approach. It's not just gun regulation. Yeah. It's not just mental health. It's everything.
We're going to take a break right here. This is the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show. And if you would like to join in the conversation, we'd like to hear your views on this. 790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new Landscape Evolution Observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Well, 21 on the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Strongly recommend if you're looking for a holiday gift or some holiday framing, stop by and see Moe. It's a fantastic showroom there, and they have really can take care of all of your needs. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash is with me and Paul Eckerstrom, and let's go now to Terry on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Bruce, Paul, and Bill, how are you?
Good. Doing well, thank you.
And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and I want to say this. A lot of blame to go around, Bill, Paul, and Bruce. There's a lot of... Start with Hollywood. I have nothing against Hollywood in general, but they sure glorify death, murder, and the misuse of weapons. And by the way, you might want to get tired of watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1 and 2 and 3 that they put out.
Or 8 or 9.
Yes, yes, sir, Bruce.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of blame to go around, and I think Bill was correct, especially I know Tucson listens to the number one show, Chris, Joe, and Ed, daily, faithfully, in the mornings here on this great station. And Chris knocked it out of the ballpark, and that was through... the mother of this child was a teacher. She got so involved with other kids, but she forgot to, to take care of her own children. Thank you very much, and God bless America.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Yeah,
and then there's the parent, as Terry was pointing out, parent responsibility.
Right,
in all of this.
And I think, you know, one of our failings is, though, there are dysfunctional parents out there, and what do we do in those situations? And that's where we need I was impressed that this school, the school district, actually had a psychologist at the, when she was one of the fatalities, at the school as a counselor. She's a psychologist. Now, not all counselors at schools are psychologists, but I think we need more of that. They can identify kids who are in trouble, that have mental health issues, and maybe help stop some of these things if we did more of that in all our school districts across the country. The other thing is I do believe that, for example, another rational gun control issue is right now we don't have to do the background checks at gun shows. Now with the technology that we have these days, that should be easily done at any gun show, and that could hopefully screen out somebody who's mentally ill or who's a criminal from being able to even buy a gun at a gun show. Again, it doesn't keep your hands out of guns of people, but this kid got it from his mother. His mother had bought it legally, and then he just took her guns. But, you know, it may help stop one of these tragedies, and just stopping one of these tragedies. The other thing is high-capacity rounds. I mean, if you have you only have 10 in a clip, there's less chance that you're going to be able to kill 26 people than maybe the first 10. But and we maybe save lives that way as well. There isn't one answer to all this, but I think if we do rational gun regulation, and I'm not saying ban guns, but we go back to assault weapon ban, close that loophole at gun shows, and then ban high capacity clips. That could be a step. And then that's not the total answer. We need to go on it with mental health care, bulk that up much more than we have in the past in this country. And then, of course, I definitely agree with Terry. We need to do something about what we're showing our kids on in the movies and mm-hmm. in these video games.
Mm-hmm. Paul, if I can just ask a question, and maybe sure. you've fired an AR-15 or an AK-47 or some other, you know, semi-automatic rifle like that. It literally takes no time, whether you have 10 rounds in a clip or 15 or however many. You hit the button, it drops out, you throw another clip in. It's 2.5 seconds difference in terms, you know, if you're firing in that fashion. Whether it's 30 or 15 or 10, I mean, come on, we're kind of not really hitting the mark. The mark here is mental health. The mark here is providing security in schools. The mark here mm-hmm. is, you know, really helping us learn from this event, trying to kind of change the course of American society. You know, we joke around about being for peace and love. You know, we're really not as peaceful and as loving a people as maybe we were 40 or 50 years ago in general. You know, there are people on Facebook and through Twitter who are calling out officers and officials at the NRA, targeting them for death right now. Okay. Well, I mean, that's
inappropriate as well. I don't disagree.
But I mean, this sort of thing, just last week, Paul, with the right to work laws passed in Michigan, legislative leaders on the floor of their state legislatures in Michigan as well as in Illinois saying there will be blood, fist fights breaking out in an Americans for Prosperity tent outside the Michigan State Capitol.
That is so inappropriate. Well,
and this is part of the violence. And nobody steps up and calls it for what it is. The president last week should have said that was an awful thing to do. There was nothing that came from the White House.
You know as well as I do, Bruce, and we've talked about this off air, the civil discourse in our politics has been horrible. In the last number
it's
of years
horrible.
From both sides.
Talk of civility, but right. boy, I sure don't see it.
Right.
I really don't.
Right. And the other thing is you know, I will just say this. An automatic, semi-automatic weapon, it's not an automatic weapon where you can hold your finger down and just keep shooting. But you can just rapid fire by pulling the trigger over and over again very quickly. And you can take out people very, very quickly. And if there wasn't as high capacity when Gabby Giffords' tragedy happened, less people would have been killed, because it was when he had to switch out is when they were able to grab him and tackle him and stop him. Now, if he had only had 15 rounds instead of 30, we could have had a lot less fatalities and injured people in that situation.
Eric would like to join in the conversation. Eric is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Eric.
Thank you. Yeah, Connecticut has an assault weapons ban, and this weapon was not on it. And so it was legally purchased. Secondly, I agree with the comment about the culture of violence and everything on movies. If you look down the TV guide, every show practically is murder, murder, murder.
Right.
It's just inundated. It's Hollywood that's giving us all this stuff. Hollywood, supposedly the people that are so enlightened about this thing, they're hypocrites. They're making money off of all this inundation of society with violence. If we could do nothing more than make a moral statement and stop supporting all the violent shows on TV.
Eric,
I agree with Eric.
Eric, I absolutely agree. And let me give you an example. I remember when I was 13 years old, my father took me to see Godfather, and it was rated R, and he, as a parent, took me to, and we talked about what happened on the screen afterwards and how inappropriate all that was in the violence. And I remember coming out, I was so taken aback by the violence I saw on screen, I came out with a stomach ache and wanted to throw up after that. And I was 13 years old. Now, think about what you've seen in The Godfather.
Yeah, that'd be tame today.
What kids see every day on a silver screen and in their video games.
Bruce and Paul, we're going to have to run, and I want to wish both of you a really happy holiday season. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Merry Christmas to you and to you as well, Paul.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you, Bruce.
Thanks a lot. Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's is at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. They can take care of all of your framing needs, and they've got great art in their showroom. Stop by and check it out. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The first two funerals for victims of last week's school shooting are now underway in Connecticut. Funerals for 2 6-year-old boys. They're among 20 youngsters who were killed in their school Friday, along with 6 adults. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says a shooting rampage at the Connecticut Elementary School demands immediate national action. A woman who inherited the title of the world's oldest person less than 2 weeks ago has died in Iowa. And for the first time, the U.S. Census Bureau is giving households a chance to respond to various government surveys over the Internet. On Wall Street, the key averages are in positive territory, with the Dow up 50 points, the NASDAQ ahead 20, and the S&P 9 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Support for Buckmaster comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. The Southwest Books of the Year competition began in 1977 by the Arizona Daily Star and continued in the year 2000 by the Pima County Public Library. The Southwest Books of the Year Best Reading Publication is published by the Southwest Literature Project of the Pima County Public Library in partnership with the Friends of the Pima County Public Library and the Arizona Historical Society. Books selected by two or more of the five reviewers become a top pick, and this year there are 9 top picks. Two of the five reviewers, who, by the way, are Southwest subject specialists and voracious consumers of Southwestern literature, join us now on the Buckmaster Show to talk about the cream of the crop of this year's submissions. Dr. Bruce Dingus is the Director of Publications for the Arizona Historical Society here in Tucson. Writer Bill Broyles is a research associate at the Southwest Center based at the University of Arizona. Mr. Broyles is an accomplished author and editor whose books regularly turn up on the top picks list. Bruce and Bill, good to see you both.
Good to see you, Bill.
Thank you.
In fact, I think one of your books, Bill, turned up on last year's list.
It did.
And that book title is?
Field Man.
Field
Man, Life as a Desert Archaeologist, about Julian
Hayden. Julian Hayden. Yeah. Well, let's begin with this year's top picks. Bill Broyles, one of the books that you selected is Arizona, A History by Dr. Thomas E. Sheraton, the University of Arizona Press. This is a revised edition.
Revised edition, but the state has grown, the problems have changed, but they still have the same roots. And I really wish I'd have had Tom for a professor at the university. He really makes history fun. And this book goes from mammoth hunters clear up to modern-day water traders. And in between, we have the Indian Wars and the advent of the railroad, copper, cattle, cotton, the entire tourism industry. World War II begins, air conditioning comes. But he also talks about the political ecology of recent years and the changing population of Arizona. And it's really a marvelous book, expanded, updated. Tom writes with not only humor, but wisdom and great detail. He really makes history fun.
He is a real treasure, Bruce Dingus, for our community and for the nation, really.
Yeah, and let me just say that I begged off on this one because I had a severe conflict of interest. Tom's been a friend of mine almost from the day I set foot in Tucson, and I was a reader both on the first edition of this and on the second edition. But I can attest, having read it word for word, that it's an amazing book, and it is the history of Arizona.
Did you like the revised edition? Do you think he did a good job with
it? He did a terrific job. I'm not exactly sure how much of it is revised. I guess maybe a third of it. But so much has happened, particularly over the last decade or so, in terms of immigrant border issues, but also the bibliography on this was updated. And if you read nothing else, you could go to his bibliography and have a pretty good grasp of the latest scholarship on Arizona.
We're talking about the 2012 Southwest Books of the Year. There are top picks this year. 9 books made the list. Bill, was there a big crop of books this year?
There was an excellent crop of books, and we always are surprised by the quality of the books that come in. And they're just things that sort of fall out of the blue like a wonderful comet. And we love finding those kind of books when we get to work.
Bruce, the crop of books?
Yeah, I would agree. I think, too, that people should get their hands on the publication for Southwest Books of the Year, mm-hmm. because you'll see books that made one or more of our list but didn't get to be a top pick, and you'll see the real breadth of the really top dozen, two dozen books that came to our attention. But, yeah, it was a great list.
And as I pointed out, to make a top pick, 2 of the 5 judges have to say this is one of their top picks, and Tom Sheraton's book, Arizona, not only Bill Broyles, but Pat Etter and David Laird also signed off on that as well as one of their top picks. Next book, Desert Reckoning, A Town Sheriff, A Mojave Hermit, and The Biggest Manhunt in Modern California History by Deanne Stillman. The publisher is Nation Books. Deanne was a guest here on the Buckmaster Show fairly recently. Bruce Dingus, interesting book. We know Deanne because, well, not only from this piece, but she's done some really excellent reporting in the past about our region.
Yeah, Deanne is just a terrific journalist. She's did a previous true crime book about a murder in 29 Palms, California, and she's done a great book on the wild Mustang mm-hmm. that was a mm-hmm. selection, I believe, a couple of years ago. In this book, she goes back to a 2003 murder of a sheriff's deputy by a recluse in the Mojave Desert north of Los Angeles. And there's not much known about this, and that's what makes a terrific true crime book, because she's able to fit the pieces of the puzzle together so that while you really don't get a realization of why this man snapped and why this deputy was killed in the ensuing manhunt, you do get a feel for these kind of people, and this is sadly kind of timely right now, who are sort of living out on the fringes of society, and that we only
these loners, and some would call misfits.
Right, and we only come into contact with when they snap. And so this is just kind of a riveting and horrifying story. And when I say I'm kind of a true crime junkie, it's not just a voyeuristic sort of thing. You keep asking yourself why, there's sort of a there but for the grace of God go I kind of feeling for it. And Deanne is just such a terrific writer that it keeps you on the edge of your seat, even though you know it's going to end badly.
Desert Reckoning is the book. Deanne Stillman, that is our second book. And we're going through these alphabetical order. Bruce, will also stay with you. This was one of your selections, you and David Laird. The next book, Driven by James Salas, Poisoned Pen Press.
Jim Salas, who lives in Scottsdale, is one of those writers that you wish you could just get everybody to read, and you wonder why he isn't better known. He's written probably a dozen books, half a dozen or more mysteries featuring a black African-American detective set in New Orleans where he used to live. Now he's in Scottsdale. I believe this is the third book of Salas's that's made my list, at least. The first was Drive, which was made into a motion picture. This is a sequel, Driven, and it's 7 years later. In this sequel, his main character is simply Driver. He's a stuntman, Hollywood stuntman, who's become a getaway car driver. And in this book, he's being pursued. We don't know quite by who, but we know it's related to what happened in the previous book. And the great thing about Salas is he writes urban noir set in Phoenix, and he captures how a person can be an existential hero, can be kind of alone in a massive modern urban area, and nobody's better at it than he is.
And the Phoenix and briefly in Tucson, that's the connection to the Southwest. That's
correct.
That book made the 2012 Southwest Books of the Year. Let's try to work in one more book of our nine picks before we go to a break. Bill Broyles selected this along with Pat Etter, The Ancient Peoples in a Land Without Water. This is a book that is focusing on the Hopis of northern Arizona.
The Hopis and Navajos of the Painted Desert, Monument Valley, and it's a wonderful surprise to pick up this book this year because it's done by an art dealer out of Cave Creek, a young man, and his knowledge of the paintings done by people like Maynard Dixon and Carl Oscar Borg and Buck Weaver and James Swinnerton, and there was a guest ranch up there at Kayenta, roughly the first half of the 20th century, the 1900s.
On the Navajo
Reservation. Reservation, and people would go there to paint and to relax and sign in the guest book and leave little funny cartoons and characters and signatures. And everybody seems to have gone there and painted, and the amount of work that represents that country is just dazzling as well as being inspiring.
We're going to take a break right here. This is the 2012 Southwest Books of the Year. There are nine top picks this year. We have gone through four. When we continue on the Buckmaster Show, we will hear the remainder.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Sahuarita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
If you're looking for a great getaway, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. So much to do in the area. Kind of the marquee attraction is the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, a spectacular site. Great places to stay, including Bear Mountain Lodge, Ridge Park RV Park, and Lake Roberts Motel. You can check out more about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org. This is the Buckmaster Show. We're talking about the 2012 Southwest Books of the Year, the top picks. This year there are 9. Bruce Dingus is with us and Bill Broyles, 2 of the 5 judges. Our next book, book number 5, A Great Aridness, Climate Change and the Future of the American Southwest by William DeBise. This is Oxford University Press. Bruce Dingus and Bill Broyles picking this as one of the top picks, along with 2 of the other judges, Pat Etter and Margaret Lowry. So you had 4 of the 5 judges signing off on this one, Bruce Dingus.
Yeah, Bill's been on this list, I think, 3 times in the last 20 years or so for a book called River of Traps, a book on the Salton Sea, and now this one. He's a spectacular environmental writer. It's page-turning stuff. In this one, he's looking at climate change. He's taking the long view, saying, hey, look, the Southwest has had dramatic climate shifts over millennia, and we're facing one now. But don't worry about it. You know, there are things we can do. He's consulted a lot of scientists, a lot of great background. And so it's not a doomsday book, but he's saying, you know, the sky isn't falling, but wake up. We've got to do some stuff.
Bill Broyles, what'd you think of the book?
You know, I was really impressed with his array of interviews with foresters and ranchers and farmers and city planners, archaeologists, water managers, and he brought to bear enormous research in a convincing way.
So far, the other books we have talked about, Arizona History by Thomas Sheraton, Desert Reckoning, Deanne Stillman, Driven by James Salas, a book about the Hopis, Ancient Peoples in the Land Without Water, and A Great Aridness, Climate Change, and the Future of the American Southwest. The next book is Hard Country, and this is by the novelist Michael McGarrity. The publisher is Dutton. Bruce Dingus, this was one of your picks.
Yeah, most people know McGarrity as a mystery writer. And he's fashioned a backstory for his hero, Sheriff Kevin Kearney of Santa Fe. And he goes back to West Texas and traces the first three generations of this fictional family who come to New Mexico during the time of Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett and Albert Fall. And he just does a masterful job of blending these fictional characters with real-life characters. And I think what you get out of this book is that whatever genre he writes in, McGarrity is a master storyteller. And I think this is part of a trilogy, so we can look forward to a couple of more volumes, I hope.
Michael, I remember interviewing him on the TV side, some of the early books. As I recall, the last I heard, he was living in Santa Fe. Is that still his home base from what you understand, Bruce?
Yeah.
Next book, Shadows on the Mesa, Artists of the Painted Desert and Beyond by Gary Fillmore. And Bill Broyles, you and two of the other judges liked this book. Actually, three other judges.
Yeah, and
this is four of the five judges liking this one.
It's a wonderful book, and I should listen more carefully to what the questions are, as my first grade teacher told me, because what I told you a few minutes ago was about Shadow on the Mesa instead of Ancient People in a Land Without Water, which is also a wonderful book, and it's about Wupatki and all the climate changes over the years following the eruption of Sunset Crater. But Shadows on the Mesa is lavishly illustrated. It's a heavy book. It's a book filled with stories. For example, one of the first motor cars that came in kept getting stuck, so the driver had mounted riders ride alongside and pull the car out. But in addition to that, it's a story about art and artists and painters and great humor. And many of the paintings you'll recognize, you've seen them, and many of the others you'll want to know.
Well, I'm a huge fan of the work of Maynard Dixon. Of course, Dixon spent his final years in Tucson, right off Prince Road here mm-hmm. in Tucson. But this looks like a book that Bill is lavishly illustrated. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
So that one, Shadows on the Mesa, Artists of the Painted Desert. The Virgin of Guadalupe, Art and Legend, that is our next book. And this one was one of Bill Broyles' picks as well.
Correct. And many of you know John Anarino as author of things like Adventuring in Arizona and Running Wild and Vanishing Borderlands. But he's a writer-photographer who's based out of Tucson, but the Southwest is his world. And this one spins the story of the art and the legend around the woman in blue, the Guadalupe statues. And he records photographs and stories from tapestries and paintings and fabrics and statues and different forms of art throughout the Southwest. And there's probably not a more iconic art figure than the Virgin of Guadalupe in the Southwest. It's just an exquisite book done by Gibb Smith.
The ninth book, the ninth pick for Southwest Books of the Year, With Blood in Their Eyes by Thomas Cobb. This is another of the University of Arizona Press books. Bruce Dingus, one of the three judges who signed off as one, saying this was one of your top picks, Bruce.
It's one of the best Southwestern novels of this year, or really any year for my money. People may be familiar with Tom Cobb from his first book, Crazy Heart, which was made into an Academy Award-winning motion mm-hmm. picture. In this book, he takes a real-life incident, the killing of a group of several lawmen who happened to be Mormons in the Glacial Mountains in 1918 while trying to arrest Tom and John Power and the hired hand Tom Sisson, who were accused of being draft dodgers. And Tom, In sort of the manner of Truman Capote, takes a real life incident and then tries to figure out the thought process that's going on through the minds of these men as they make a break toward the Mexico border with the largest manhunt in Arizona history in pursuit of them. And he just does an absolutely riveting job of really showing how the West was settled through the eyes of these guys.
I want to go through the list then for folks who are just tuning in. 2012 Southwest Books of the Year.
These are the nine top picks: Arizona History by Tom Sheraton, Desert Reckoning by Deanne Stillman, Driven by James Salas, a book about focusing on the Hopis, ancient peoples in a land without water, A Great Aridness, Climate Change and the Future of the American Southwest by William DeBise, Hard Country by the novelist Michael McGarrity, Shadows on the Mesa, Artists of the Painted Desert and Beyond by Gary Fillmore, a book lavishly illustrated. I got to take a look at that book. Virgin of Guadalupe, Art and Legend, and the ninth book, With Blood in Their Eyes. Bruce Dingus and Bill Broyles have been our guests, two of the five judges for this year's contest. So now, where can folks find out more about these books? Is there a place to pick up this?
Their public library, and if they're interested in some of these authors, Tucson Festival of Books, March 9th and 10th.
Bill Broyles and Bruce Dingus, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bottled Water on the Buckmaster Show is presented and provided, we thank them for doing so, by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, John C. Scott, the Dean of Local Talk. John's show is now expanded from 1 hour to 2. 3 to 5 right here on KVOI. Then tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Tomorrow's guests on Wake Up Tucson will include Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild. That's tomorrow on Wake Up Tucson. That's going to do it today for the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We thank you very much for joining us. We'll be with you tomorrow at 12:04 with another edition of the Buckmaster Show. Hope you have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.